This conspicuous year-round Bay Area resident is quite vocal, assertive and bold, yet charismatic, curious, and very resourceful. Although some may find this common backyard visitor a bit overwhelming, I've seen children and adults rave when one makes an appearance. I'm Wendy Dahlia from the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary in Tiburon, with a brief look into birds and nature in and around San Francisco Bay. This week's focus, the convivial Western Scrub Jay. This is Bay Birds. The Western Scrub Jay is a permanent year-round resident in the Bay Area. They are commonly found throughout the American West, from the California coast through Oregon into southern Idaho, Nevada, Utah, Colorado, New Mexico, Arizona, and even parts of Texas. As its name suggests, these birds prefer scrub-type habitat, a habitat that often includes shrubs like coyote brush, poison oak, ceanothus, blackberry, or bush monkey flower, among others. They are also often found in juniper forests and oak woodlands, and of course, our parks, schoolyards, and backyards. Western scrub jays are in the family Corvidae, and that includes all the jays, crows, magpies, nutcrackers, and ravens. This bird family is considered to be among the most intelligent of bird families. In fact, Western scrub jays are remarkably adaptable creatures. They are quite fond of backyard feeders, especially those containing nuts or sunflower seeds, and in the wild, they have a highly varied diet that can include anything from seeds, nuts, and berries to insects, small lizards, and frogs, and even the eggs or young of other birds. They are also excellent resource planners. Western scrub jays take good advantage of seasonal abundances of food, like acorns and seeds, and will actually store a variety of excess food in special hiding spots scattered under leaves, grass, or mulch, or buried under the ground throughout their territory. When food is scarce, Western scrub jays are able to rely on their remarkable spatial memory to find their secret food stash. Frequently, they combine this skill with keen observation and will actually pilfer other Western scrub jay food stores and rehide them elsewhere for their own future use. Often, Western scrub jays store more food than they need. So what happens to their leftovers? Well, forestry managers often credit the Western scrub jay with helping to reseed forests that have been damaged by fire or other natural disasters. Next time you visit our center in Tiburon, take a moment to enjoy the young valley oak growing near the corner of our wooden bridge. A number of years ago, it was planted there by a Western scrub jay. So how can you identify this colorful bird? Well, it is probably one of the most vocal birds you may hear. With a loud and harsh shriek-like sound, it is also roughly the size of a robin with a wingspan of around 1 foot. Its deep blue head, back and tail, dusty gray-brown shoulders, and white-to-gray belly make the Western scrub jay unmistakable. So let's clear up one common misconception right now. Western scrub jays are not blue jays. Although related, blue jays have white patches on their wings, an obvious crest on its head, and are not found in the Bay Area. Western scrub jays do not have a crest, and their closest geographical cousin is the Steller's jay, whose coloring is considerably darker and who has a prominent dark blue to black crest upon its head. Although their ranges may overlap, the Steller's jay tends to be in higher elevations or denser forests. So what is the scrub jay up to this time of year? Male and female Western scrub jays often form long-term bonds and work together to build their nest and raise their young. Western scrub jay families often will stay together for over a year, long after the young have matured and left the nest. If you'd like to attract Western scrub jays to your yard, it may be as simple as stocking your feeder with sunflower seeds, but if you'd like to draw in the whole family, consider planting coyote brush or a shrub variety of ceanothus, and try keeping cats out of your yard, since Western scrub jays like to keep their nests low in the shrubs or trees. Well, that's it for this week's edition of Bay Birds, a production of Radio Sausalito and Audubon, California. Podcasts of this and each of our programs can be downloaded free from radiosausalito.org and from iTunes Music Store. For more information about our programs at the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary, located in nearby Tiburon, visit us on the web at richardsonbay.audubon.org. This is Wendy Dahlia from the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary. Until next time, get out and enjoy the birds in and around our fantastic bay.
We hope you enjoyed the preceding Radio Sausalito presentation. You'll find more great jazz programming and podcasts updated every week online at radiosausalito.org.